And we hear all of this about, we have all these different kinds of religions trying to rise up and be and deceive men that they are the real deal. And then they, I know why, and they keep picking at this Bible, you know. And they make statements, like I said earlier. They say, this is the white man's Bible. And when you look at the Qurans, and I learned this when Dr. Price was going through that series on religion, race, and racism. I think that's what it was. That it was a white man that started that. After research, but you find people, they say they love Jesus. Are y'all hearing me? They say they love Jesus. They say it in whole groups, but they fight the person that God sent to live inside of them. I mean, they're vicious against it. They call the Holy Spirit the devil. Tongues, you know, when the way he manifests himself. They call that the devil work. Jesus came on this earth. He went about what? Doing good and doing what? Healing everyone. He didn't just heal the Jews. You remember the Syrophoenician woman? Her daughter was sick, demon possessed, and Jesus said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. And she didn't flinch. She said, yes, Lord, that's true. But the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table. He said, woman, you go on to the house, your daughter will. You go on, because I ain't seen no face like that. Most people will say, call me a dog. But God so loved the world, and even as Peter, and I'm gonna get there, even as Peter and the other 11 walked with the Lord, and it was 11 of them all together with Peter, because Judah failed, by the way. Even after Jesus had been raised from the dead and had taken a seat at the right hand of the Father, Peter still had problem with colors. That was the main three people, you know, the Gentile people, the Samaritan, the mixed race of people, and the Jewish people. And Peter still had problem, but you know, God didn't throw him away. But Peter finally overcame that. Amen. And that's why you don't run after a title and think that you're all that because you got a title. You need to know you're all that because Jesus lives in your heart. Hallelujah. And so God's coming in the person of Jesus Christ was to bring back love and order to the family. That was his reason for coming. And so many of us have gone through so many things, but I want to tell you tonight, you can stop it. Amen. How I know it, on the flesh, in the flesh, or on the flesh, the situation you're in, it can call for some strong, tough decision. And you can't be a sometimer. You got to make a decision, and you got to say it like this. We was at Rhema, that's the first time I heard it. They said, come, live or die, sink or swim, go over or go under. Come hell or high water, I'm going to stay with the decision I made. And see, sometimes we're always looking for something easy, but when you are up against a mean, low-down, no good devil, You have to make tough decisions. You have to make decisions that you don't care who, what, and when, and where. What they think, who it is, what they say, and how they feel is what my daddy has said to me, I'm going to do it. I want to be free, Lord. And every man can be free. Now watch what he says. I'm going to get there. For God so loved the world that he gave what? His only. And like I said, you can find it in no other book. I never read it anywhere else. I read a little little of the Muslim stuff and the other stuff. But I know this is true. That whosoever, notice the condition, notice who? The condition. That whosoever what? Believeth in him should not perish. But what? Have what? What is everlasting? It's everlasting. It. That means there's no end to it. All right, let's keep going. Everlasting life. Verse 17, for God sent not his son into the world to what? But if you listen to most people, and I used to preach like that in occasion. I didn't know any better. I thought I was doing something. But God did not send his son to condemn the world. He didn't send Jesus to condemn you. Listen to this. I'm going to make this statement. I don't care what you do. I won't tell you. Now he will make sure you get whatever you choose, whatever choice you make, he'll make sure you get that. Because that's the God he is. He will make sure your action will, what the seed you sow, you'll get the fruit from it. He'll make sure if you be hateful to people, he'll make sure you get hate. If you're a thief and you steal from people, you'll get stolen from. He's not doing it, but he won't get in your way. Because that's your choice. That's how free you are. So, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. He will not condemn you. You know who will condemn you when you miss it, when you do wrong? Your own spirit. And that's why you should never override your spirit. That's why you should keep your conscience clear. You should guard what you put in your heart. And you should guard what you put before your eye. Because Satan is subtle. He's clever. He's long, patient, and waiting. You leave a little hole over, he just keep grinding at it till he get away into it. And you're not even paying any attention, but the Holy Spirit will alert you to it. He said, you need to stop that. He will. So he didn't come to condemn the world, but many preached like he did. God going to get you for this, he's going to get you. No, he came to redeem you. But if you don't accept his redemption, you don't accept what he's done, you can get born again and live a beat up, run down life all the time you're on this earth. But he didn't choose that, you did. But if you want to be free, say, Lord, I'm tired of sinning. I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired. I had enough trying to do it myself. I come to you. Now, most people want instant deliverance, like instant coffee. But they haven't worked years and years of getting in the mess they're in. But they want the magic charm. I'm free. No. There's some stands you're going to have to take. Are you hearing me tonight?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to stand your ground when a temptation comes. Hallelujah. You, and he'll supply you with grace to do it. Hallelujah. Even when you fail, he's right there to help you up and say, let's go at it again. He will encourage you to stay there with it until that thing is broken and you're free of it. Hallelujah.